for our subsequent.
Okay, we are continuing in the Shar HaYichud V'Amuna from the Baal HaTanya. We're using Rav Yoel Kahan's text. We're on page 278, and we're now going. We learned the last couple of weeks.
Last week was on the site there.
Well, I don't know. I had it up. Martin should have put it up. I don't know.
I checked it yesterday. It wasn't up.
Chvesnish. Okay, right. Tanya is now going to explain, based on what he's been saying, he's going to explain the concept of Sovev Kol Almim now. Hashem surrounds the worlds. He's been discussing it already. That was the last line. It says that Sovev Kol Almim is in respect to the creatures, not in respect to Hashem, surrounding the worlds. Hashem doesn't merely surround the world, so why is the... Why the Sfarim HaKadoshim, why is the Zohar calling him Sovev Kol Almim? So we explain it's from the creature's perspective. And now he continues to explain this with a mashal. We're on the bold words on 278 on the right side. Pirush, let's explain this derech mashal with an allegory. Kesh'adam yisponem be'ezah dov dvar chachma besichlo. When a person thinks about some item of wisdom with his intellect, odover gashmi b'machshavto, or a physical thing with his thoughts. Now, it's interesting, he's using different words here. Seichel. Seichel is the mind's ability to analyze and understand things. So that's a dvar chochma, a concept. Trying to understand a concept with his intellect, or trying to just think about a physical object. A physical object, you're thinking about your coffee that you're going to have later on. So you don't have to use a lot of seichel to think about your coffee. Just think about it. You don't have to, you know, as they say, use lots of brain cells to work hard to understand a concept in a Gemara, as it were. Okay, that's the analogy. So what happens? Ozai sichlo umachshavto, so his seichel or his machshava. Okay, that's why he's using the two verbs, because it's different parts of the brain you're using. Okay, so makifim al adavar hu amitzuyer b'machshava sichlo. So his mind, his intellect, surrounds that object that is being pictured in his mind or in his seichel. He's not penetrating it. He's thinking about his coffee. His mind isn't going into the coffee. It's, as it were, surrounding the coffee. Explains the commentary. When a person's reflecting with his intellect on a piece of logic, or he's picturing something with his thoughts, a picture of something physical, the intellect or the thought processes surround the thing that he's thinking about or picturing. Hagdora makif, the definition of makif, surrounding, behekshir ze, eino mitzad machshava, it's not really in terms of the thoughts. Sharia machshava choderes el toch pnimis adover umitzayeres kol prado brat shabo. Because the thought processes penetrate into the inner aspect of the details of that object he's thinking about. As the Tanya said in his Sefer at the end of the Tanya, he says, "Kol guf etzem adover hu v'gabo v'tocho v'tochtocho kulu mitzur b'dayt machshavto." The whole physical entity of anything, the inside, the outside, the deepest inside, it's all pictured in his mind and in his thoughts. Okay? Because really, when you think about the coffee, you could think about every aspect of the coffee. You could think about the coffee granules. You could think about the...
You do.
You'll see what I mean in a minute. But you do. You think about it. It depends how much you want to think about it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know? You want to just think about, wow, I can use a hot coffee now.
That's it.
But then, you know, but you can think much more. You could think about what's going on in the middle of the cup.
Okay,
think about what's in the middle of the cup. Well, more coffee, right? Or you could think about anything. You know, but you could think of other things that have much more detail.
Yeah.
You know, you could think about this tape recorder. about this tape recorder. I could think about the outside as sleek and good-looking, and if I have any type of technical background, if I had a technical background, I could think about what's right inside the guts of that tape recorder.
So it depends how much you know.
I can, my mind can penetrate it all.
Yeah.
Right? That's what, but, Ela hatam shenikro daito makevas adover hahu kulo. But the reason that we refer to that your intellect is surrounding this thing, v'adover hu mukov b'daito machshavto, and we say that the item is being surrounded by your understanding, mitzad adover hamusko, it's from the perspective of the item itself. The tape recorder itself, its relationship to me thinking about it. How does the tape, let's forget about me, thinking about the tape recorder. I could think about the tape recorder in great depth. Okay, now, what is a tape recorder thinking about the one who's thinking about the tape recorder? Okay, so how much of my thinking is the tape recorder feeling? None. Okay, vis-a-vis, you see what's going on over here. So when we say the idea of Sovev Kolalman, the one who surrounds the worlds. So Hashem is the one who surrounds the worlds. And Hashem's understanding penetrates every aspect of everything in this world. Hashem's inside it. He's everything. But let's ask the world, where is Hashem? From the perspective of the world, Hashem's surrounding the world. Right? So this analogy is something we think about, the thing we're thinking about, what is it, how is it relating to the thinkers? So that's what he's saying. Hamachshava in a Murgushas Kol, the thinking that I'm thinking about this tape recorder, the tape recorder doesn't sense I'm thinking about it at all.
That's right.
And the fact that I'm thinking all day long about that tape recorder, I'm having diabolical plans of what I'm going to do with that tape recorder. It doesn't make a difference to the tape recorder. It doesn't change it one iota. From the perspective of the object of my thoughts, ain't shum nafkamina. There's no difference. If a person thinks about it or not. Ulagabav, regarding that, it's the thoughts aren't there at all. As far as the tape recorder is current, he doesn't care. There's no thinking going on at all. Okay? On the other hand, going up to the next column, when a person does an action through his active part of himself, I'm taking the tape recorder and I'm throwing it against the wall. That action is certainly felt by the physical object which the action is directed towards. If I'm thinking about the object alone, my thinking isn't felt at all. It's surrounding it. So this is the idea of Sovev Kol Almim from the world's perspective, even if we know there's a God and all that stuff, but it doesn't make any difference from the world's perspective. However, that's the analogy. But the commentary quickly adds, Achayim Hevdol Godol Ben Amashal, but there's still a great difference between the analogy we're using and the reality that it's trying to explain, says the Tanya. Ach ein makif in al adover hu mamish bepol mamish. But the surrounding thing in our analogy, when you're thinking, the surrounding thinker doesn't really do anything to the object. That's where the analogy is going to fall short. We're trying to compare this to Hashem. Commentary. Eitzel ha'odim, we're talking about the person, sichlo machshav to makif, and we say that his mind and intellect are surrounding it, rakes ha'dover hu ha'mitzar b'achshav osav, it's only what that object that he's thinking about, avohem lo makif and ha'dover hu b'vomash, but they don't surround it in a real active way, my thinking isn't really acting upon it, kesher odim chosh ha'odim, when a person thinks about something, nikva machshav to ha'tzir ruchani shalo, the person captures in his mind the picture of it, it's here, but the actual physical thing over here, but the part you could touch with your hands, and that's not in my thought. When I'm thinking about it, I'm not touching it. Although, I don't know about Schrodinger's cat.
Ooh.
That's one
probability
of the,
whether the cat's really
dead. No, but if the or maybe I'm mixing it up. The fact that we observe things affects them as well.
That's Heidegger's uncertainty.
Who?
Heisenberger's uncertainty.
Yeah, Heisenberg. I mixed the wrong one up. Heisenberger's uncertainty principle. I can't explain it. He says the fact that you observe something affects it. Okay, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it.
It depends on the observer.
So using electrons to look at it, those electrons affect the thing because you're looking at it.
I don't think
it.
So. But that's
okay, well, the Tanya, you know, is not looking at it at that level. Howard, you have an amazing memory. Anyway, so, but regarding us, the Tanya is not going with that principle. He's saying, "Im kein the yachas achel kamashal dov." So, in regard to the physical part of this item, Hagdora Makim, we say surrounds who gamit sadam machshava. It is in terms of the thoughts, gamit sadam machshava neishno netek. Even also in terms of thought, there is a break beina lemamash lechevis between the person observing it and the actual object. But that's where we fall short. Masheinke b'nim shalmala. But when we're trying to compare it to what's going on with Hashem, the real world. Or Ein Sof Nimtza B'Sochel Masam, the infinite light is found in the worlds and is acting upon the world and is doing things to the world. That's what the Tanya now continues. But by Hashem, when it says, Kilo Machshavasai Machshavasai, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. So we think, you know, there's a lot of interpretations for that, but now we even see more than that. The fact that Hashem thinks and knows about creatures, it surrounds it, but mamish actually, so Hashem's energy is its life force, mamish. It every minute takes the item from nothing to something every second. It's not just thinking about it. It's much more than thinking. Hashem is activating it every moment. Commentary. The fact that Hashem knows all the creatures, not the way I know my tape recorder. So also, Hashem is found in them. Actually, from Hashem's knowing and thinking, the things get into existence from nothing to something. And that's how they're alive. When we keep in Shemachshav to next page, for since Hashem's thoughts is the source of the existence of the created object, therefore Hashem's thoughts are found in the place of the item that's created. That's the difference. My thoughts are not in that tape recorder, but Hashem's thoughts are in that tape recorder. Is also regarding its life. The life is the inner content of the existence of the creature. Just like the soul is the innermost content of the body. Since Hashem's thoughts is the true source of the living creatures, so Hashem's thoughts are very much part of the essential existence of the items that are there. Nimtza comes out, Shemashma, Sator, Sov, Galamim, Umakiv, when we use the terms surrounding the worlds, Hirak, Mitzadar, Gershon, from it's again, it's only from the side of the senses of the creatures. Ulom, Mitzadar, and Sov, but we look from the side of the infinite light, whom Amalis, Mitzuzbo, Mamish, Hashem fills them completely. So again, he's just giving this mashal to show that Sovev, Kol, Almim is only to be understood from the perspective of the creatures, not like the, what did we say, the literalists of Tzimtzum, who wanted to say, well, see, Hashem surrounds the worlds. Hashem surrounds the worlds, and he's not there. So we're saying, no, that's only from the side of the creatures. They don't sense Hashem any more than him surrounding us. But indeed, Hashem is much more than that, right? As we're going to see the next thing of Memale Kol Almin, which is going to be the next topic he's going to get into. Okay? After the three little stars there. Up to this point, the Tanya has been explaining the concept of Soviv Kol Almin as found in the Zohar. Now, the Tanya is going to explain the next level that the Zohar talks about of that Hashem fills all the worlds. Nizbar Lel, we explained earlier, Shagam Darga Sovikal Ami Ninsus Besoch Alomus Umamalos Es Kol Mitzvos, that we said already that even the level of surrounding the whole worlds, it's still found inside the worlds and fills their entire existence. As a source of their existence. And the terms sovev, surrounding, is only from the perspective of the creatures. Regarding them, that life that's infinite does not exist in them. With this we understand, Shadarga Nikras Mamale Kol Almim. So now when we say the idea of Mamale Kol Almim, okay, He Bechinas Hachius Alokis, we have to say that it's an aspect of the divine life force, Shigam Lagabe Hanivroim Nikres Mamale. We also, from the side of the creatures, has to also be called Mamale. He's going to have to explain all this. They also have to feel this life force, because it has been constricted according to their level that they have. Okay, so this is a new idea.
They have to feel it?
Yes, that's what he's going to... They will feel it, or they can feel it. Okay?
Not so, just creation, but actually...
Well, we're going to see. We'll let him explain it. Okay? So that's what he's going to explain. Where does the Mamale Kol Almim, how does it relate in terms, not only that it's a fact for Hashem, but where does it fit into the creatures itself? Yeah. The creatures in a level of Tzimtzum will recognize the Mamale Kol Almim. That's what he's saying. We understand Hashem as a Sovev. But there's also some type of understanding of Mamale Kol Almim. And this is what the Tanya continues. Umamale Kol Almim hi bechina sachiyus hamislabeshes betoch etzem anivra shimutzum semes betoch betzimtzum rav. And the concept of filling all the worlds is an aspect of the life force that's enclosed within the actual creature that is constricted in it with a tremendous amount of tzimtzum. Kvi erach malas anivra, depending on the essence of the creature, shubal gvul v'tachlis bekamus v'chusu, that it is limited in quality and quantity, depending on how important it is. In other words, different creatures will sense more than others, as he will explain. Says the commentary. Now we're doing a nice, oh, not too much. Ergo shall call nivro. Different items have different value, wouldn't you say? A rock doesn't have the same value as a plant. Plant doesn't have the same value as an animal. Animal doesn't have the same value as a human being. Human being doesn't have the same value as a Jew. They all sense a different amount of godliness inside them. So that's depending on how it's, you know, how big it is, the quantity, quality, begodel gufo, how big it is, b'maloso b'chivuso, in terms of importance. V'agbola zu shal kol nivra b'kamos b'echos, this limitation in every creature based on its quantity and quantity, novas mehagbola v'atzimtzum b'chivus alokos alonshavo, that comes from the limitations of the divine force that is enclosed within it. How much has been constrained? What if the amount of life force that was sensed inside the creature was the infinite light inside of it? It was Hashem saw without any tzimtzum. Hashem, no tzimtzum. Now the content and the reality of the creature would be infinite, wouldn't it be? Couldn't be less than infinite. For acting nature, or but then couldn't be a person. Couldn't be a rock. For acting nature, or ain't sof mit stam tsem, but because the light has been constricted, v'nasa behetem l'dargas avgol, it's made perfectly aligned with the level of definition that's there, depending on the quantity and quality of the creature itself. Now they are limited creatures. Every creature has different limitations. A rock cannot walk because there's a lot more tzimtzum in a rock. Right? Rock can't grow. Okay? There's less tzimtzum in a plant. It's a little bit more is revealed. That's what he's saying. And that's the difference between all the different types of creatures. Yesh nivraim gedolim, yesh nivraim kedaim. There's big creatures, small creatures. Yesh nivraim nam, there's lofty creatures, like angels. Yesh nivraim pchusim, there's creatures that are lower. V'chol avdelim halalu, all the differences of everything you find in this world, novi mehevdol b'chiyos halokis amulbeshes b'chol nivra prati. It depends on how much divine energy is covered up. Every creature has levels of constrainment that suits its boundaries. As a result of that, mishava kol nivra im tchunas umukhos below. And that's why each creature has its nature that it has. Now, which creature has the most, has the least amount of constrainment?
The human being.
The Jew. Not the human being. The Jew. Has the least, still a lot of constraintment, but the least amount of constraintment.
Couldn't an angel have less?
Okay, I mean on planet Earth. Okay. An angel, you're right. You're right.
What?
An angel has less constraintment.
Well, wait, with this world.
Has less constraintment. Has less constraintment. You're right. This is the idea of a male koalman. Hor haloki mitstam tzeim umeslavish b'chonivir lefiercho. That the infinite life constrains itself and encloses in every creature according to its value. And as a result of that, next page, it has its creation with its limitations of its nature.
Its value or its definition?
No, in other words, how important it is. How important it is. And that's how it's defined. Im kein, he matzus darga zu benivroim enarak mitziru shel or, this finding of these creatures isn't only from Hashem's perspective of the light, which is the Sovev Kol Almim, Elagami Tzad Gurim, it's also based on the definitions of the creatures. Often he matzos or benivra koveas orcho mahusa shalivra. The way in which the light is found in the creature will establish what its value and essence is of it. Now he gives an example. Kigon, says the Tanya now. Kon Hashemesh, let's talk about the sun. That's a pretty significant creation. Now I don't know this. I don't know if the science is agreeing over here. I'll just say what he says. Shagufo yeshlo gvul. The body of the sun has limitations. V'tachlis bekamusa. How much sun there is? It's defined. Shukamo kuv samach zayin pa'amim kegodel kadaritz. 167 times larger than planet Earth. Okay, I don't know. Ask the scientists.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
How did he figure that out?
No, well,
I don't know. It's not important.
Yeah.
It's a Rambam. He's quoting a Rambam in Hilchos Yesoriya Torah.
Really? Okay, that's correct.
The Rambam knew the science.
It's also in Hilchos Shavuos. Rambam says it many times. Okay. Okay. Look at this. Look at the 173, the second paragraph. First paragraph, he's just quoting the Rambam. Well, Lord, just to make a note, Shaba Achas Megorosh al Rebbe, one of the letters of the Alter Rebbe, Misyaches HaRebbe L'Shela, he's relating to a question, Medivrei Hamada, from a scientist, HaToyin Shagod LaShemesh Mikado Eretz, Hulokuch Samach Zayim. The scientist says, sun is not merely 167 times the size of the earth, Elakar Baruchamish Million Pomim Yoser, 4 or 5 million times bigger than the earth. That's what a scientist said. So Rebbe responded, V'tochan amanahu, and the content of the answer is, Shikamo b'shar ha-kushas ha-mudos, just like any other scientific questions of this nature, Hamakshin amoritz gam b'mada. He's an amoritz even in science.
If you look it up on Google,
Sharei chishuv ha-mada oskim b'nafach ha-shemesh. These people are looking at the nafach, like the bloated version.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, the sun is not a solid, as far as I know. It's not a solid like
gas.
The earth. I mean, you theoretically, if the you could send a projectile if it was impervious to sun, to heat.
To heat.
But it's not.
Right through it.
It could go right through it.
Right through it, yeah.
Yes, sir.
One question. Sunday morning, are you going to give a class?
Do you want a class? Are people going to come?
If you are ready.
All right, if they come.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine.
He's 100 and what? Because...
One second, let me just finish this. But the Rambam is talking about the Koter HaShemesh, the actual axis of it. In other words, the actual, not the impact of it, the impact of it.
The diameter.
Yes, the diameter.
No, this is the axis, this is the diameter.
The Koter is the axis.
So
axis is Umam Sheikh Levar Kesar Shir Kamosh Never Bidiuk Lakoter Humaduik. And he goes to explain how the 167 times of that. In other words, if you're just doing the line.
That could
the
be.
The line.
Never mind the mass of it.
The line could be 167 times the line of the earth.
Absolutely.
But then when you're going around.
That's a diameter. That's a different number.
Then it becomes a different number. Yeah. So
it says 109 here, that the earth is, or the sun is 109 times the diameter of the earth.
Diameter. That's a diameter. Well, there you go, you see. That's all.
Okay, well,
that's good.
Not that far.
Anyway, it's just a side point. It's not a primary point. All right. Anyway, so that's the sun. How big the sun is. Let's go back to the Tanya. Ehuso malaso, and what's its value? Hu oro. It's its light, right? That's what its value is. Yeah. It gives off light. Gam kein yeshu. It has a limitation. How far it can illuminate? How far? There's a point where the light no longer. Goes.
I don't, we see a bigger
it doesn't. I don't know if you could see it from Pluto.
Probably not.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like a star. You just see
I just at a point it doesn't illuminate. It illuminates planet Earth very nicely.
Yeah, and the moon. But that's
and
it.
The moon it could illuminate. I don't know about Mars.
Mars too. Yes.
Okay, Mars. Okay, Venus. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but there's a point where the light stops. That's the point.
That doesn't stop.
It doesn't illuminate forever.
No.
It's a creature. So all creatures, created beings, are limited. Even the space, the distance from the earth to the heavens. Again, it's all Gemaras that are hard to understand. It's a distance of 500 years to go. Whatever the Gemara means when it says that.
500 years
to go from the earth to the heavens. I don't know which heavens he's talking about. I don't know how you're going.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, we're just saying the fact that the Talmud gives numbers is saying it's limited. That's all we need to know. Yeah. That's the main point.
The limited distance.
Commentary. Admar Zokim, maybe Dugma Lagulas, Anivraim, Anivra, Hagodal, Hachosvin. Now, the Tanya is giving examples of limitations in creation from the biggest and most important and powerful creature. Creation of all. Hashem is the sun. And still, Shagamhi Mugbelitz Bekamus. It's still limited in quantity.
Hashem is the sun?
No, the creatures, the most powerful created thing is the sun.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
Oh, okay.
Which is also limited. Guf Kader Hashemish, the body of the ball of the sun, Yeshlo Godelbo has a certain limitation, certain size. Even though it's even though it's 167 times more than Earth,
still limited.
The also that's the quality, and in quantity, how much light it could shine. The amount of light it could shine is also limited. It doesn't illuminate forever. However, or Hashemesh who chazak ma'od, it's very strong. The light, but it's not unlimited. And if it's possible that the sun would be much further away from planet Earth, it couldn't illuminate planet Earth. It has to be that way because the light of the sun is also a created being. Every creation has a limitation. As Gemara explains, the distance from the earth to the heavens. It's a distance of 500 years. V'chein ovov shel kol rakia, and also I guess the thickness of the sky. Gam ke mahalach chamesh me'ashana, it's a distance of 500 years, whatever that means. V'chein amercha shebein kol rakia, and there's different firmaments. There's different firmaments, different rakias. This is beyond us here.
I don't know what reference he's using.
I don't know. Dover zem alamet, this is shekol nifraim, all the creatures, gamma rakim, even the firmaments. They're the most awesome things. The heavens are the most awesome creatures. Well, they're also limited. They have a certain amount. Where are these boundaries coming from? From the fact that Shachayas Alokis Amalubeshes Bahem, it's the divine light that's enclosing them, is constrained. Depending on their value. Kavisha Marashim Varis is going to explain. So he's just saying, you know, the fact that the sun is big, but it's not infinite. Why? Because Hashem is doing a tzimtzum on it. Less tzimtzum than on an ant, but there's still tzimtzum, because if there wasn't tzimtzum, then it would be illuminating forever, and it would be forever big, which it wouldn't be the sun the way we understand it. Okay, let's stop it over here for today. We're still in the midst. We have not really come to the understanding of Mamali Kolama. We have to be patient for next week.